Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is December 2, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Click and Collect service launched by Priceline Pharmacy for Christmas period. Pango expands into Spain with mobile smart parking services. IDEMIA to supply biometric ID cards to Morocco for online services and transactions. Activities high and low touch trading solution deployed to PT Bahana Securitas. Vietin Bank, Vietnam Airlines, JCB to launch credit card. M-Commerce PaaS provider Wayland Tech to acquire Push Holdings. FinServe providers lift some of B2B's fraud burden. How faster payments and faster data drive payroll innovation. Data silos prolific impact, from inventory to AP. Now let's get started. Click and Collect service launched by Priceline Pharmacy for Christmas period. Priceline Pharmacy has announced the launch of Click and Collect in selected Victorian stores, with the service being gradually deployed across the entire network from early December. Internet Retailing reports that more than 250 stores are slated to have the service by the end of March 2020. Via the service, the company responded to the customer's desire, who are enjoying many different ways to shop. The launch of the Click and Collect functionality has already generated interest without having marketed it yet. Moreover, the service will allow customers to order more than 15,000 of their favorite brands and cult products online. They will be able to pick the items up in store 2 hours later. Customers will also receive an email when their order is ready for collection. Pango expands into Spain with mobile smart parking services. Mobile Smart Cities unit Pango has announced a deal to expand its mobile smart parking platform into Spain, which will open the market to another 350,000 people. Via Pango's service, customers will be allowed to park using their smartphones on iOS and Android. Mobile Smart City provides mobile payment and ticketing services for smart parking, ride hailing, transit, enforcement, and other services in more than 60 cities worldwide. Also, it has more than 1 million active accounts. Representatives of the company suggest that their global platform is expanding in Europe, offering their vision, business model, and multi-country strategy, which provides solutions for parking management services, engaging users and local merchants at the same time. IDEMIA to supply biometric ID cards to Morocco for online services and transactions. IDEMIA has announced it will supply the new biometric national ID smart card for Morocco. The deal to supply the eID cards for authentication to online services is meant to support the development of the country's digital economy. The contract was signed with Morocco's Direction Générale de la Sécurité Nationale, National Security Government Department DGSN, via which IDEMIA will provide not only the cards for use with online services and transactions, but also a platform for secured digital identity online services. Via the agreement, government agencies and private online service providers will be enabled to tap into the new digital identity system to provide Moroccans with user-friendly and secure access that safeguards the privacy of their personal data on the eID cards, biometric update reports. Activities high and low touch trading solution deployed to PT Bahana Securitas. Indonesia-based PT Bahana Securitas has deployed Itavitas high and low touch trading solution to facilitate order management capabilities and better serve its regional clients. Itavitas Tech includes an automated OMS platform and a connectivity and risk management layer. The solution allows PT Bahana Securitas equities sales traders to manage multiple CARE and DMA client orders through a single platform, as well as it provides direct market access to its broker clients. PT Bahana Securitas considers that performance and accuracy of the trading platform are the most important metrics that they would like to facilitate for their clients' execution satisfaction. The reason behind choosing Ativity is the fact that its solution provides these capabilities, performance, accuracy, and comprehensive application monitoring tools. Viet Anh Bank, Vietnam Airlines, JCB to launch credit card. Viet Anh Bank, Vietnam Airlines, and JCB International have announced the launch of Viet Anh Bank JCB Ultimate Vietnam Airlines credit card in Vietnam. This is the highest line of JCB cards for individual customers in Vietnam with a special promotion and premium privileges to enhance the experience of luxury life. For the promotion, Viet Anh Bank JCB Ultimate Vietnam Airlines credit card holders receive an Accor Plus Traveler card which provides discounts at more than 1,100 restaurants and 800 hotels in the Accor group. Top spending card members have a chance to receive a pair of business class return tickets for any flight route of Vietnam Airlines each month. Viet Anh Bank JCB Ultimate Vietnam Airlines credit card holders shall be upgraded to VNA Lotusmile Gold membership upon reaching 25,000 reward miles. Moreover, Viet Anh Bank JCB Ultimate Vietnam Airlines credit card holders are entitled to a number of other privileges such as global travel insurance packages, upgrade to Viet Anh Bank Priority Group, global support through a free hotline when booking car rental, hotels, restaurants and golf in Japan, and many more. M-Commerce PaaS provider Wayland Tech to acquire Push Holdings. Wayland Tech, a global platform as a service PaaS provider of M-Commerce and FinTech business enablement solutions, has agreed to acquire Push Holdings. Push Holdings is the owner of the e-commerce technology company, Push Interactive. Push's direct-to-consumer e-commerce platform provides an end-to-end solution for SMBs. The Push technology platform includes customer acquisition capabilities, media and channel strategies, product promotion and messaging, and sales funnel development and optimization. Post-sale, Push supports fulfillment, customer relationship management, and further monetization through re-engagement and remarketing toolsets that enhance customer lifetime value (LTV). The integration of the Wayland and Push platforms is expected to greatly enhance the value proposition for the combined existing and prospective customers, as well as create cross-selling opportunities, including using Create App and A-to-Z Pay to support US-based projects and campaigns for existing Push Enterprise customers and campaigns. Wayland plans to introduce Create App to the US market with a pilot launch planned for the first quarter of 2020. The company sees the North American market supporting a higher price point for subscription fees as compared to its current market in Southeast Asia. The acquisition is subject to execution of a long-form purchase agreement that will contain certain closing conditions, with this expected to be completed prior to year-end. FinServe providers lift some of B2B's fraud burden. As B2B fraud threats like the business email compromise, BEC, scam or internal employee theft continue to grow for businesses large and small, experts are urging business owners and executives to take the lead in combating fraudsters. Indeed, the latest cases rounded up by PYMNTS show that the threats of external BEC scams and internal accounts payable fraud are alive and well. However, they also reveal opportunities for financial institutions and other service providers to carry some of the burden of fraud prevention. KPMG, for example, recently announced a partnership with cybersecurity firm NS Knox to deploy its KPMG Secure Payments tool. The solution, to be first distributed to clients of KPMG Israel's operations, is designed to combat supplier payments fraud from a range of sources, including cyberattacks, internal fraud, social engineering and data manipulation. Barclays similarly bolstered its B2B fraud fight by recently upgrading its biometric authentication technology in partnership with Hitachi's Vein ID technology. The financial institution's updated finger vein scanner strengthens authentication measures for corporate transactions. Below, PYMNTS looks at some of the latest instances of B2B payments fraud, as well as a few stories in which B2B service providers are wielding the power of technology to combat the risk for business customers. Hundreds of thousands of pounds are being lost to invoice fraud, according to the Isle of Man Bank, which issued a warning to businesses on the island. Officials noted that invoice fraud occurs on a regular basis, according to 3FM reports. The Isle of Man Bank also warned that it continues to see invoice fraud scenarios in which cyber hackers have infiltrated company emails, or the emails of those businesses' customers. According to the Magnolia Reporter, $3.3 million was defrauded from lenders by an Arkansas man in a rare case of small business loan fraud. The man has been sentenced to 33 months in prison for the scheme that reportedly involved invoice fraud for the purpose of obtaining an equipment financing loan. Reports said the man falsified an invoice for a tractor that he had not actually purchased, but instead financed through another lender. He also reportedly admitted to other instances of small business loan fraud that accumulated $3.3 million in losses to Ag Heritage Farm Credit Services, Bancor South, and Regions Bank. NASDAQ reported this week that nearly $5.3 million was allegedly embezzled by an Apple supplier's accounting executive. The reported scam took place over 4 years at Apple supplier Japan Display Inc., which released a statement last week noting that it had dismissed the employee and was cooperating with police. The accountant reportedly made fraudulent payments to a false company, though exact details of the accounts payable fraud were not reported. Spain startup Bugoro recently raised $11 million to combat fraud. The company announced that 1011 Ventures led its Series A funding round, as reported by IBS Intelligence, while CIA Ventures and a range of existing backers, including Inveready and Conexo Ventures, also participated. Bugoro operates deep learning technology to detect and prevent online fraud for financial institutions. Its funding will go toward geographic expansion into the US, UK, France and Germany, reports said. How faster payments and faster data drive payroll innovation? Shifting employee landscapes, changes in workers' demands over how and when they get paid, and technological innovation have combined to open the floodgates for payroll fintech. However, a rise in new service providers has added opportunity for industry consolidation, with payroll companies finding acquisitions a strategic way to augment their offerings and keep pace with evolving needs among businesses and their employees. UK-based The Access Group recently drove market consolidation with two takeovers, announced last month, that of human resources (HR) solutions provider People HR, and of payroll technology company The Payroll Service Company. In a statement at the time, the firm's CEO Chris Bain said the deals would strengthen the company's ability to promote efficiency in payroll departments, particularly for small and medium-sized business (SMB) customers. In a recent interview with PYMNTS, the Access Group's head of Access Payroll Services Vicky Smith discussed some of the strongest market forces placing pressure on service providers to remain agile. Speeding up wages. Among the largest, she said, is an accelerating pay cycle. Unlike the US, the UK has only a minimal reliance on paper paychecks, with direct deposit via the nation's BACS payment service commonplace. However, the tradition of weekly payroll remains in place, with the payroll schedule of paying workers on a monthly basis becoming more commonplace, which can present cash flow issues for professionals with irregular work patterns. The ability to get paid as soon as you have worked will definitely impact the traditional payroll service over the coming years, she said, but this will be a great thing, in my opinion. The traditional three-day BACS will no doubt change over the coming years, with same-day payments becoming the norm, I hope. Going a step further, in addition to wielding faster payment rails to ensure money lands in workers' accounts on time, Smith noted that she has seen an increased demand for on-demand pay and for payroll service providers to meet that demand through features like early wage access programs. In a June report, Pay Advances, The Gig Economy's New Normal, a collaboration with MasterCard, PYMNTS found that a significant portion of gig workers are willing to pay a fee to receive advance payment on earned wages, with analysts and service providers also finding opportunity for the workforce outside of the gig economy to embrace on-demand wages. Anticipating globalization. The growth in the gig worker population has undoubtedly driven the effort toward same-day and real-time wage payouts, particularly as gig workers and contractors struggle to manage cash flow gaps and inconsistencies while employers rely on monthly payroll schedules. However, the employee population is shifting in other ways, too, particularly as access to an international workforce becomes easier for SMBs. Smith noted that the demand for cross-border payroll services in the UK is not necessarily high today, but it is a trend she predicted will emerge moving forward. There will, no doubt, be more of a requirement for cross-border payroll services over the coming years, as employers look to expand their businesses or look for cheaper workforces outside of the UK, she said, noting that Brexit has brought an additional layer of uncertainty. This will be tough for UK-based payroll providers, as the legislation for each country will be different, but it will be something we have to learn and adapt to. Growing availability of real-time cross-border B2B payment services will also support businesses' ability to initiate payments internationally to workers, regardless of market, while still meeting their need for same-day and instant payouts. A higher technological standard. Employees and talent aren't the only drivers of change in the payroll sector. Businesses have been bogged down by legacy processes for years, with the status quo of weekly or monthly payouts largely reliant on in-house talent and lackluster tools that run the risk of errors. Furthermore, human-driven payroll operations mean businesses can struggle if their in-house payroll experts are sick, on leave, or exit a company. It can hit an organization hard, said Smith, and could lead to employees not being paid correctly or even at all, which can be a serious issue. The burden of back-office payroll processes is driving the embrace of automation, she added, while business clients are also demanding payroll technologies that can integrate with the rest of their back-end operations. That integration capability today is critical, she noted, enabling businesses to not only accelerate the pace at which funds land in employee bank accounts, but the pace at which that payroll data is automatically entered into their accounting and other financial management systems. Gone are the days of paper pay slips to your door, she said. Technology and apps are the way forward. Data silos' prolific impact, from inventory to AP. Inventory management and procurement processes can be tricky enough for a retailer selling on a single platform. But once their operations expand to include a multi-channel sales model, a lack of transparency and efficiency can cause bottlenecks at processes from warehousing up through accounts payable. The hurdles begin with struggling to gain real-time visibility into inventory levels, which snowballs into friction in sourcing, procurement, invoice payments, and supplier management. At the heart of that catalyst, explained Simon Evitz, managing director at retail solutions software firm eTeam, is data locked away in silos, preventing effective communication and collaboration across platforms and between trading partners. Effective supplier management and collaboration are increasingly important for multi-channel retailers, Evitz told PYMNTS in a recent interview, adding that he has seen a re-emergence of buyers and suppliers embracing integration to maintain a competitive advantage against online retail giants like Amazon. But for many retailer-supplier relationships, there are challenges to be overcome before this can be achieved, he warned. The biggest hurdle is efficient sharing of key data. That hurdle spans throughout the procure-to-pay process, he noted, highlighting key challenges like product information. Real-time inventory into stock levels is, of course, one of the most significant points of friction. But there is also the challenge of using that information on inventory to guide sales forecasts, said Evitz, leading retailers to miss out on opportunities like drop shipping, in which a retailer does not have to keep a product in its inventory, instead allowing for a more affordable and efficient method of shipping a product straight from a supplier to the consumer. And often, retailers have to re-enter that information from the supplier, increasing time to market, added Evitz. Data silos' prolific impact. Data silos can impact retailers' internal, back-office operations and processes before any purchases are made. Without real-time visibility into inventory and sales data, retailers cannot accurately or efficiently maintain appropriate stock levels, forecast sales, or gauge procurement needs. But those data silos can cause friction in post-purchasing processes like invoice payments, as well as cases in which data exchange outside of the enterprise is required, too. Many retailers still have a long tail of electronic suppliers, said Evitz. Even where files are exchanged electronically, for example by EDI, electronic data interchange, there is still a lot of ad hoc phone and email communications to resolve issues and check invoice status that take up time for both parties. The retail industry's reliance on EDI for buyer-supplier information exchange is key to moving documents like purchase orders and invoices between trading partners. There are many advantages to EDI, said Evitz, pointing to its proliferation in the industry, and the speed and accuracy with which the technology can move information. Its drawbacks, however, include high costs, a rigidity of data formatting and the complexities of implementation, all of which can be particularly painful to smaller retailers, leading these businesses to continue to rely on paper. Many retail suppliers, Evitz added, are also reliant on paper to submit invoices and other documents, forcing retailers to implement optical character recognition (OCR) technology that is not always the most reliable way of extracting and digitizing data out of paper. That point of friction becomes yet another catalyst of inefficiencies in the invoice-to-pay process, causing a lack of automation in matching receipts from stores and warehouses with their corresponding invoices. But by far, the most complex challenge is identifying and dealing with invoice discrepancies, Evitz said. For example, the supplier gets the price wrong or doesn't deliver the quantity you ordered. In our experience, retailers are paying, on average, an additional 3% in unnecessary supplier overcharges. Even if a retailer can manually identify a discrepancy, submitting queries and collaborating with a vendor to address it is a process bogged down by digging into past emails and product catalogs, he added. Digital collaboration. Considering its ubiquity, EDI is likely not going away anytime soon, according to Evitz. But particularly among smaller retailers, the industry is beginning to show interest in emerging data sharing and integration technologies that can address some of the pain points EDI has historically failed to tackle. The rise of cloud-based collaboration platforms means the omni-channel retail market can not only exchange data between buyers and suppliers, but it can also more easily adopt electronic documents like invoices to make that exchange of information digital from the get-go. Looking beyond EDI, noted Evitz, we predict a shift to more real-time exchange of data between suppliers and retailers with digital collaboration platforms enabling a more unified supply chain. This means shifting away from EDI to real-time communications, he continued, both across internal enterprise platforms and externally between business partners. This shift can also support the demand for digital, automated accounts payable processes, enabling retailers to take advantage of cost savings like early payment discounts, while also supporting the faster recovery of overcharges. Solving the digital data problem in omnichannel retail isn't only about enabling accurate visibility into inventory levels, though that benefit is a major one. It's an opportunity to address friction pre, during and post-procurement activity, with widespread potential benefits. Where the relationship between the retailer and supplier can be unified through the use of technology, there are many opportunities for increased collaboration, efficiency and cost reduction, said Evitz. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.